see eye to eye, right? They don't see eye to eye with him.
Anybody there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello? Oh, Yaakov, you're on? Where's the oilum today? Where's everybody?
I don't know. I can. Let me put it on the chat. Let me see what's happening.
Yeah, I'm surprised. There's nobody on. So I made a mistake. Could be the chevra burned out.
Let me see.
You ready to roll? You hear me? Okay.
Yes, Eddie.
Good, let's begin. I want to apologize, first of all, for my being late yesterday. I was on a Zoom and I couldn't get off. I sort of intimated that the day before, but I thought for sure I'd be able to get off on time. But it turns out I was not able to get off on time. So my apologies. Okay, so today we're doing Chazara. We started the Chazara yesterday, even though we had a little bit of a late start. We were able to complete Sadi Zayin Siv Gimel and still had some time to begin the Chazara. Didn't get that far. So let's begin from the second topic that we chazed yesterday and proceed from there. Remember, we are chazering in Simen Sadi Dalet Siv Zayin. Up to the Ramah. Here the Ramah in Sadi Dalet Siv Zayin says, you know, if it's a cliche, it's never a problem. All of a sudden, all the people come out of the woodwork and say, well, now who says it's true? Pirkei Teshuvah Siv Katan Zayin says that the Chasam Sofer quotes that in his town, they'd ask even Kli Shlishi. Well, what's going on over there? So they said that the Pirkei Teshuvah, that's not what our Rabbanim say. There's a long discussion. This is a good time, since our last Chazara, this is a Chazara of a Chazara, really, to discuss Klisheni again, briefly. This is, again, we mentioned at the end of the Shia yesterday, but there was a small Olam, so we'll Chazar it again. Pirkei Teshuvah begins here in Sivkan Zayin, that they would make the following distinction. Hecha she'iru abos ima rotev toch lisheni, oz miskara gam abos edeh rotev, shemekaro v'soviv abos edeh kol tzadav, ayin shom. There's a big fight, not a fight, there's a discussion, what's the lumdus of Davagush? Is the lumdus of Davagush the no defanus makaros? If that's the case, that's what the East of Ahetta says. Here there are defanus makaros, because a piece of meat is swimming in soup, and the soup is banging against the walls. So there are, in effect, defanus makaros, if that's the pshat. But there's another pshat in Davagush. The Davagush is a solid block, and the solid block doesn't, the heat doesn't dissipate so fast. Okay, this is the Nakuda, which the Taz quotes over here in Sivkotan Yud Dalid, quotes the Marashal, it's halfway through. Loshach Lishena b'mayim v'rota v'choldov ha'tzolo shemis arev miyad v'niskar b'mehera. Even though dolphin and orez has the same halachic status. And if you look, just to, you know, to summarize, to save a little bit of time, let's take a look in the Bari HaShulchan, Sivkotan Kuf Aleph and Simen Tzadi Dalet, a good summary. Kuf Aleph, he says that the Pshat and the Machmirim, they're different opinions. Some say that Klisheni is maflid even without Gush. This is the last line of page Reish Ayin Vav. Some say no, but if it's Dov Gush, it is. And some say that even if you're not worried about Dov Gush, if a combination of Duchat Sakina and Dov Gush, that's the maskon of the Taz. But within the opinion that says that Dov Gush is different, beautifully explained by the Bari HaShulchan here, where it says Reish Dal and Reish Hay in the Tziyunim, two pshatim. First pshat is that Dov Gush doesn't touch the Tfanis, and therefore it retains its heat. But some say that he quotes this from Pisrei Tshuva, quotes this another word, that if it's together with Rotev, the boss is considered to be a klisheni because of the defanus touch. So again, the first one says that solid is unique because it's a solid block. And the second says it's unique because it's a question of touching the walls. The two different svaras, I both say it's two different svaras are found over here in the Bari HaShulchan Kuf Aleph. Again, the first one comes from the Issa V'Heter. And the second one comes from the Pisrei Tshuva. I think it's coming really fundamentally from the Marashal. Even in Reish Dal, it says Marashal is a different svara. Look at the Biurim. So the Biurim is right over here. Whoa, it's long. It's long. I can't read the whole thing. Yikes. It's quite long. It takes up a whole page. Page Reish Einstein, a whole page. So I'm not going to read the whole thing right now, but you can look it up. You have a chance to see it. Suffice to say, the two different svaras are according to the Dov Gush business. So the according to the svara of the Issa V'Heter, if you have dochen, oris v'dochen, rice, it touches the walls because it spreads out. It's not a solid block. So therefore, you would say it's not in one place in the middle of the, you know, a piece of rib steak, you put it down on the plate, doesn't touch any of the sides. So there's no tfanis makaros. That's according to that interpretation. But if you learn, nothing to do with tfanis, just as something which is solid as opposed to liquid retains heat. So it's true that rice is 100 different styles, not one. It still would retain the heat. Fine. And then there's another question. What about bishul? According to the Chavis Das, we said many times, yes, Blia, no, Bishul. This seems to be the opinion of the Chavis Das. The Magen Avraham says there is Bishul, and so does the Yisur V'Heter, because in Yisur Hano. So here's what I wanted to add. I don't think this is beferish in this long body of Shulchan. You'll look at yourself. That everything is Shitoso. Yisur V'Heter is Shitoso. There are no Tfanas Mekaros. And therefore, it's treated like it's Tfanas Mechavaros. And therefore, it causes Bishul. According to the Marashal Svara, that there can be Tfanas Mekaros, means the plate on the bottom, Afal Pikein, it's Mafid or Mavlia, because the Dove of Gush has a certain power, but it's not Mevashel. For the Mevashel, you have to have Tfanas Mechavaros. And there are no Tfanas Mechavaros. On the character, there is a dolphin. One dolphin in the bottom, it's a makarir, right? And if it's talking about rice that spreads out over the whole plate, there are many defines makaras. It doesn't matter. It's a unique din of blia and plato because it's a solid block. It has nothing to do with bishul. That's what I wanted to suggest. That was actually shkitosu. I think it's mine originally. I don't remember if it's in the body of shulchan. I don't think so. But if it's there, let me know. Of course, an afkamina there for also for Shabbos. Is it Mutar also b'Shabbos? That's a whole discussion, which we mentioned. Some say it's Mevashel, the Magen Avraham. Some say it's not Mevashel, the Chavis Das. And we, I'm nobody, but when I say we, I mean the Ramah. The Ramah himself denies the whole cliche, and he denies the whole Dover Gush, denies everything. He denies the whole business. There's no such thing. Because we seem to say that Bishul and Blia do go together, which is the major Shita and Shita's Atosfus. That has ramifications for many things. But again, since time is not allowed to go into every last prat, we'll have to cut this part of the discussion short and proceed to the next inyan. Again, the main chazorot is Dov HaChorif, Tzadivov, but I want to, again, we're cutting out many topics, but at least one topic I want to discuss in the end of Tzadihei. Again, for those who, just to give you the broad outline of what's going on over here. You may recall when we got to Tzadi Dalad, Siv Dalad, which was already covered in the last Bechina, we stopped. We did a Chazar, had a Bechina, and I told you it doesn't make sense to do the end of Tzadi Dalad to do Tzadi Hei first. So we did Tzadi Hei, spent a lot of time on Tzadi Hei, and we even Chazed Tzadi Hei, and there was a major Chazar, Tzadi Hei. And then after we finished Tzadi Hei, we started the end of Tzadi Dalet, which is Tzadi Dalet, Sif Hei, and Vav, which is sort of Chazit already. And now we're doing Tzadi Dalet, Zayin. And now we're going to do the end of Tzadi Hei. End of Tzadi Hei also has quite a number of Sifim. Again, and when we did Tzadi Hei last time, it means we stopped Tzadi Dalet in the middle because it didn't make sense to do the end of Tzadi Dalet before we had done Tzadi Hei. So after we did the first few sifim of Tzadi Hei, we quickly went back to Tzadi Dalet at the end because that was connected directly to the whole sugya of Nap Anap. And we saved the end of Tzadi Hei for later. What's the end of Tzadi Hei? Starting from Siv Dalet, which we're going to chaz it presently. And then we had Hei, Vav, Zayin, which we're not going to spend too much time on, even though we learned it, but we can't. Just don't have the time to go into that too much. The things which we've spoken about earlier, about Gzeres Drabanan, putting Kutach next to Melach and Teva of Boston Kolov, and Melach and Kor. Again, it's important, but we're not going to chazar now. But I want to do at least some chazara, which is Tzadi Hei Siv Dalet. So bear with me as we read together Tzadi Hei Siv Dalet. Okay, it's an important halacha lemaisa topic. Sorry from everything else. Let's go to it. Tzadi Hei Siv Dalet. What does it say in Tzadi Hei Siv Dalet? A very important chiddush, which we have to look at carefully. What does it say? Yerali. It's already a little dangerous. Not Yerali means it's not so beferish black and white. It's what we call a Yerali. Yerali says the mechaber. She nos no efer b'mayim chamim shebiyora. Oh, this is the famous din which relates to us, halacha lemaisa mamish every day of the week. So I want to chazer it. The shtach says, din zelo nimsa b'shum paisik. What's going on? That's a pretty strong critique. Never heard of it before. Can't, he said, this can't be. Why can't it be? Because Tosfos says, in Kul and Daf Kuf, that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't say Hanan. We understand the Torah told us to do Hagola between Midya B'nai Omen. Well, there's no 60 if you hold him Hanan and Shari Surim. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's good. Says the Shach Im Isa, if the Mechav is right. No problem. Put in soap. Put in afer. So the fact that the Torah doesn't speak about that takana indicates that the takana is not true. Is not true. So the Matthew Yonas says, come on, Shach. It says, call Shiyava by Mayim. It says, Mayim. Not discussing afer. Yeah? Or, in Avodah Zohar, Daf Samaches is the suffix. What's Rav Shita by Nos and Tal of Gam? And should have said it has to be Mutter because he holds some Chaticha Nas and Nevela, right? And according to Ben Atam, Nos and Tal of Gam has to be Mutter, otherwise he can't kasher a Yorah Gedola. But kids are back and forth. They're saying that the Shach's Raya is no Raya. The Pisket Shuvah suggests that maybe the Mechab is only Matter by Bosa B'cholof, with Lahaklish Tam, so it shouldn't be Chal Yisai afterwards. But maybe it wouldn't apply to Shari Surah. That would take care of the Shach's Kasha as well. But the Tazi has to steer between the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Pezayin and the Maril. And the Kudus HaKesef answers that the Shulchan Aruch is matter only if it's a little bit of Shuman, then a little bit of soap could knock out a little bit of Shuman. But if there's a Guf HaChelev in the back of Pezayin, soap wouldn't help. Says the Adafrayim, but our soap, it's Nivsa Machilas Kelev. Even according to the Kudas, the Kes, and the Maril, it would be okay. That means it wouldn't Asa. But would the soap be mat other things as well? That's not so simple. That's the question. I get the question all the time. I found a milchik, a spoon, and a dishwasher, which is the Sleshiks. So we gave other Kudas, Barichas, it's a significant length. But another factor is the soap. Or I get, oy gewalt, we washed a fleshig dish with the milchik, scouring pad. You know, we have, I said, if you put soap, you put soap. So soap solves a lot of problems. And that's very good. Interestingly, the Nekudas HaKesef, let's see if I can find it here 1 second. Isn't the Kudas HaKesef not over here? The Kudas HaKesef back in Simon Pei Zion. That's where's the Kasha from. Tied it from Simon Pei Zion Sivov. Simon Pei Zion Sivov is a whole talk about the Chelev Aser and Gewalt. Okay. So, let me find the field. One minute, please. The Taz is here. Sif Tezvov. So no prophet of Nofal Borosh HaKohen Zayf. Zayf is soap. Shehosu B'cholav Michalev L'toch HaTavshel Sheh Borosh Heshbo Eifek Shehosu Nosu Michalev. It's a problem. But what's the problem? It's no santal of gam. So the Nekudas HaKesef says lo koshavidi. Lo kama mechab el ma'at shuman adavak al piakli. No santal of gam aday for a little bit. Over there is guf achelev. Yeah, it's a whole different story. If it's so much, we don't apply this. His principle. Oh, so the question is going to become, asked if Mishpat Sozov, in Sivkot and Tezvov, he quotes in the Kudas HaKesef Teretz, he says, Kosher, Guf, pausing, Mash Kosher, the Kudas HaKesef, Ma'at Shuman Adavak Nifkam. Ayde Efer, Kosher, Guf Kol HaKadera, Dimisharim Bekula. What does that mean? According to the Ramah, it shouldn't work. You have to be pogame the entire whatever's Balua in the Kadera. So what is the answer? Yes. What is the answer? That Efer is Bolea, is pogame, even that which is Balua, it's Kolish Nichma de Efer. That's what he says. Says Rabbi Kiveger, yeah, Vaday Hachihu, because in the Kusa Kesef, says, look on the Shach, etc. So it must be that the Shach holds Agam, Balua, Kolish, Benifka. That's what it says. Fine. But it's important to note, as the Bari HaShulchan says here in Sivkotan, Pei Zayin, in Simon Sadi Dalet, read it. Pei Zayin. Yes. Wait a minute, please. I'm in the wrong place. Hold on. Oh, of course I'm in the wrong part. I'm in the wrong simon. Simon Sadi Hey. My mistake. I apologize. Simon Sadi Hey, Sivkot and Pei Zayin. I was still back on Sadi Dalet. My mistake. I apologize. Yeah. Im Nasta Efer Vamayim Chamim Tviyor Kodem Shinichu Akderos. He says, Abel Nitten O Efer Vamayim Al Acha Shinichu Akderos. Osir. Mesha De Acha Shekvar Nivla Bosa Bechola Bedofne Akelem. That's what he says, based on the Chavas Das. Very important to understand that. Fine. So there's a question. The question over here is raised. The Shach said, according to the Mechabes Shver. What's the problem in the Gemara? You can't be Kasher Ben Yomo. Just put an Efer. So someone is saying, no, we're not. We don't Kasher B'Sham Mashkim. Only in pure water. So that's the Prichodesh's answer to the Shach's Kasher. Mechabes Das as well. As the Chachila, but the Eved, you can Kasher B'Sham Mashkim. And the place, he says, you can Kasher twice. First Kasher B'Eved to make it Pogum. And then you do it plain water to a Hagola. And to that, the Mepharshim say, no, you can't make Pogum and Issa, which is Kvar Balua. Doesn't work. Another answer the Birum gives to the Tazis Kasha is, in Pezayin, it's a Chumar B'Alma. Medina is the North Sound of Gam, as Yeruch HaShulchan says. Tzemach Tzedek answers, the answer to the Chatchila here, it's a B'di Eved, and therefore, it's a question, Chatchila, may you wash the dishes with soap? Not so simple, but the Shach, who asked the Kasha, you can do Efer, and he gives an answer. The question, what's the Kavanah? So if the Kavanah is only the Kasha, we would say, it's okay. Why is it us over here? You know why? And mevatlan isa lechatchila, and that principle does not apply when you're kashering something. That was the answer which was given by the Biurim. I also threw in that the isa of the tzemach tzedek is the rabbanon, because emvat isa lechatchila is the rabbanon, and the shach is the kashering level of doraisa. In any event, we did a little chazara on this topic. You have a chance to give a look inside. I really want to start. We all have 1 hour to go. Let's chaza the sugya of Davar Charef. I don't think I can finish it in 1 hour, but so Sunday will hopefully be the last shiur. Maybe Sunday will be a chatzis shiur, just to try to finish the chazara, and it'll be a b'china forthcoming. Siyata d'shmaya. I think that the biggest part of the b'china will be on not by not, which is probably one of the most important topics of all we learned this whole year, because it comes up every day in the kitchen. Okay. So let's now begin B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Chazara on Simen Tzadivav, Davachorov. We just finished, sort of finished learning it pretty recently. So hopefully the Chazara will be a little bit easier. We'll see. We'll start now. Okay. So the sugya of Davar Charef begins in Masech Tachul and Daf Kufi Bezim and Aleph. And then famously, there are two different Nishonis in Rashi on Kufi Bezim and Aleph. According to the second shot, Davar Charef is Tfei Midagim Haroschim Agav Ducha de Sakina Polet Sakina Ubolet Snon. Which means that the heter of not bar not does not apply by a davar charif. What does that mean? Typically, if it's something that's not charif, so it pulls out some of it, it gets weaker. But if it's a davar charif, it pulls out everything because it's so sharp. It pulls out everything. That's statement number one. Then it's the Tosfos. I'm going to open up the Gemara. I know time is short, but we have to see these things to get a better picture of what's happening. I'm going to open up the Tosfos, Rabosai, Kuf Yud Beis Amen Aleph. First, we did the first Rashi, Kuf Yud Beis Amen Aleph, two different Lashonos. Yeah, we should mention the first Lashon already. According to the first Lashon in Rashi, there's no source for this. He's worried about not about the what's blue on the knife, but the knife is greasy. The knife is greasy. It's Be'en. Okay, so they would deny this idea, no, not by the Davar Charef. And Tosfos throws in the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah Lametes by Chiltis, seems to indicate that Chiltis could not only knock out not by not, could even knock out Nos and Tal of Gam. Agav, the most Lashon is in Avodah Zarah, Agav Churf and Mechayel Ishrach, which means according to almost everybody, almost, that's what we accept it, as opposed to the Rambam, the Ritva, and the Mishkanes Yaakov. They learn Mechayel Ishvach means Childas is so sharp, it's inedible. And so you have a Dover, again, they have a I don't want to, let's put that aside. I don't want to confuse everybody. Let's go with the conventional pshat first. That what it can do is that Dover Chorov can not only overcome not by not, according to the second day in Rashi, can also overcome the northern town of Gam. Yes. It overcomes the awesome town of Gam. And we say that even though it's yesterday, it's Machal Shvach, and now it makes it a better taste because it's so sharp. And finally, I guess most fundamentally, not Barn Davar Charef overcomes the fact he spent a whole year learning. Namely, if everything is cold, there's no Blia. Has to be outside lettuce, but nope. It overcomes that. So as we said before, and it's summarized by the Megillah Sefer so nicely, the Davar Charef overcomes three different leniencies, none of which apply in this particular case. Three. Again, not Barnard according to the second day in Rashi. Noah son of Gam. For those who hold this, not only applies to Chiltus, but applies to all Davar Charef as well, such as onions, for example. Some say it's only Chiltus. Some say it's only Chiltus and Snon, because in Gemara's case, it's Snon. Rabbeinu Yechiel denies that the onion is a davar charef to begin with. Only tznon that's found in Shas and chil that's found in Shas. And then the final thing is, whatever is defined as a davar charef can have a bliya even in the absence of any heat. Is a three chidush in the floyim comes to davar charef. As we pass in halacha, all three, as we shall see in the Shulchan Aruch momentarily. Fine, so we have to understand what it's all about. I had a ha'ara, which I think is an important ha'ara. I'm surprised I didn't see anyone else to ask this ha'ara. If you find someone who asks it, you'll let me know. My ha'ara was on the Rush. If you open to the Rush, Rabosai, the Rush is here in Perek Kol HaBosar. Here we go. Os Simen Lamed Aleph. What does it say over here? It says, Tznon Shechotchu B'sakin Shal Bosar Os La'ochlu B'kutuch Ad the Toyam Lay. We'll come to the Toyam Lay a little bit later. V'davchot Tznon The Agav Churfei Bola V'havei Ketam Abomen HaMamish. Oh, K'mo Shapirish Rashi, the second answer, no, the first answer, She'pomim She'eshamnunis Alasakin V'nonika V'churfei Tznom Avdiya Shamnunis B'sogum. Also got a clip on. So we'll cut to the clip in a minute. But the second day, he quotes from Rashi, is what we call the first Lashon in Rashi. And that's where Rashi said, Mamish. But some other Rosh took the same expression Rashi. He lifted it, Pile Ploim. He lifted it from what? From the second day, from the first day in Rashi. Right? That's Lashon, Mamish. And he applied to the second day in Rashi. How can that be? This bothered me tremendously. How can that be? It's so hard for me to understand. So I found the Lashon in the Ran, where the Ran's Lashon page, Kuf Yutes, is Chuva that's known, Mafale the Sakin, Iker Mamosho Shaliser. So it's like Nosan Tam Rishon. That's what the Rush means. When the Rush says, Ketama, Bomana Mamish, doesn't mean Mamish Mamish, forgive the pun there. What it means is, Ikam Amosho Shalisa comes out of the Sakan itself. It's a difficult answer, but otherwise I don't know Pshat in the Rosh at all. Now, if you look here, the Rosh says Kne Klipa. Very nice, Kne Klipa. If you look in the Divrei Chamudis, he says that's the biggest Kula, Kne Klipa. Look in Kuv Samach Beis, Kne Klipa. The Rashba says, no, it's Kne Netila. That's the Rashba Shita. Okay. However, we know very well that there is a third shita that says it's Bekulo. That's the Rashba shita, like by Chiltis. Yeah. Now the Rosh is Docha, the Raya from Chiltis. The whole Kula was under suspicion of being within the Kedei Klipa. Oh, so that's why the Rashba Shita, the proof is not a great proof. And the Rechamudah seems to say that we pass in the Kula, the Rosh says he knocked off the Raya of the Rashba. The Mechaber and Simon Tzadivav Sefalev passes like the Ravid, which is Kedei Netila. The Chatchila Kulo, as we see in the Ramah, that's what we call a lechatchila. Lechatchila. Rabbosai, this is the different opinions. Fine. The Rosh quotes a Sefer Truma. Rabbosai, take a look. He says, cause of a Sefer Truma, who adin shumen ubitzolim, ukreshim, shirotsun the vashin and bosa and lechatchila in sangan cholevis. Because we know, creation is leak. We don't know how sharp leak is. We know about garlic, we know about onions. Even though it's not snow, and it's not the radish which is found in the Gemara, it's very sharp. It's sharp enough to be considered a davar charif. So writes a Sefer HaTruma. Who disagrees? Who disagrees? Rabbeinu Yechiel says, no, it's only snow that you can find here in the Divrei Chamura's end of Sivkotin, Kuf Samach Gimel. He quotes that particular point of view. Okay. Not sure if I got it right. Somewhere, Rabbi Nechiel, here it is. Shem Rabbi Nechiel, Ein lechol mashes shemano chachamim, which is snow nechil. There's nothing else. We don't pass connect to Rabbi Nechiel. More than that, the Maram. The Maram says, Rabbi Neman began game bedava. The nirlo the ayir b'chachacham b'sakan ben yomo. Only ben yomo. I chiltis, chiltis only. We don't know what chiltis is. We're not sure that how to translate it. Does not apply anything beyond Chiltus. So again, let's chazer briefly. Two gedolim is shown for strong limitations. Rabbi Nechiel says only it's known for respect to Asugya. And the Maram says it's only Chiltus with respect to taking Eina Ben Yoma to make it the equivalent of a Ben Yoma. These are very limiting, obviously, both of them. And most poskim don't accept these coolest. But it's Sirufim. And once in a while, Mitzaref this, Mitzaref that, which is important to understand. So let's with this background, let's take a look in fact in the Shulchan Aruch and we'll see how these tzirufim are going to play out immediately. Take a look, Tzadivav, Sif Aleph, Snon, Osilka, Shechotcham, Besak, and Shabbos, Ben Yomo, Osheinem Unuch, okay, Osilach, and Becholov, Achit, Lemimokam, Machata, Kadei, Netilas Mokam. Not Klipa, like the Rosh, not Kula, like the Rashba, centrist. He has the middle position, that it's Kedei Netila. Fine. Ovietzva. All right. Fine, that's good. Oh, Shiitamenov lo yibo tam basar. Oh, if you taste it, it doesn't taste like anything. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara said they tasted it. That indicated it was a very powerful taste. As the Vilna Gaon explains, Gemara Kufi Alpha Beis, I actually admit to me. We saw that Gemara before. So tasting it plays an important role. That's the opinion of Rov Rishonim against the Marami Wittenberg, that the Chumra of Childus Meshul Shvach is not limited to Childus, which is unknown, but applies to everything which is sharp, including onions and things of this nature. That's onions and garlic. That's what we assume it applies to. Beyond that, we're not exactly sure, but those are the two examples that we have. So that's what's quoted over here as the Yesh Domim, okay? Two deis in the Mechaba. Do we accept the Maram Wittenberg? Do we accept the opinion of the Rov Poskim? We'll call it Rov Poskim. Again, we're assuming that's the pshat. Let's go a little bit further. Chatochen dak, as we saw that in the rush. Fine. V'yesham in the Ramah. Shimchotach k'son v'saka shal yisr. Kulo asr. Kulo asr. So we have, again, a lot of machloks in the Ramah. He quotes a machlok, the Shitas HaRashba. The Mechaba quoted on the Shitas HaRaivit. The Rosh never made it. Maybe we'll see later if we have to worry about the Rosh a little bit. But never made it into the main page. Okay? Fine. What about things other than it's known? We already had Silka, and in Sif Beis we have Shuman, B'tzolim, Krishan, Tamshachon, Chrein. So we consider that to be for sure Chorif. Then Peres Chamutzim, that's already a little bit complicated. Some acidic fruits. Or Dagam Aluchim is herring. Herring is also Chorif. I'm not a herring eater, but people tell me. Fine. So this is how the Shulchan Aruch gets to some of these machlokesin. And let's look a little bit more Be'iyun. It seems to be a steer between Aleph and Gimel. Aleph and Aleph are two days by Eina Ben Yomo. And Gimel, Tavish Nidocha Ben Meducha, Shabbosah Ben Yomo, also Lochle Mechala. Ramos says, Yeshom Afilib Eina Ben Yomo. What the Mechaba? The Mechaba himself suggested Yeshom and Sif Aleph. Why did he leave it out in Sif Gimel? That's a good question. Steer in the Mechaba. Why in one place he has an opinion that Eina Ben Yomo is also Aser? And in Siv Gimel, he seems to have left it out. That's the question. That's the question. It's an important question. Important question. Yeah. So, Rabbi Kivega discusses this question. Kivega, right over here, says as follows. Give a look, Rabbi Kivega. Where are we? Second, what happened to Rabbi Kivega? More than that, the Tazim Sivkot and Yud asks, Tamuhu, Tamasimil Kuv Gimel Sivav Poska Shachanah Gufein, Afilena Ben Yomo. So now we have three Mechabas. Aleph, he quotes both opinions. In Gimel, he quotes only Ben Yomo. And in Kuv Gimel Sivav, he says, even Ena Ben Yomo. So a whole bunch of contradictions within the Mechaber. So, Rabbi Kivega says, you know what? In Sif Aleph, we quote, some say that this is Usher Ena Ben Yomo. That's talking about Snow. Snow. Snow is what's found in Shas, as we know. But if it's beyond Snow, it's not Snow. Remember, you already have a Tziruf. It's Tziruf Rabbeinu Yechiel. Only Snow. Most poskim say a different Tziruf. Maybe you'll say, not by not, by Davar Charif. And here it's a not by not situation. Okay. Take a look in the Rebbe Kiyur Eg on the Taz of Kotan Yud. Tamu. For cause to our chron in the Das of Mechaba Logal Betzir of Das HaPoskim, the not by not Mutta Bechor of Vidukha. That's the first day in Rashi. That's only because the knife is dirty. Avala Kamon, Kuv Gimel, there might be Isser. It's talking about Isser over there. Shemelchi Osir. Yeah. Tal Svara Zud lo Mechayel Lishvach Rakhildas, the Maram, lo Samchina by itself. Then he has died, he has different verb. Hocha Samchina Betzir of HaPoskim Dirak. But known Dukla Vakarov Mafler, Lo Bashar Ram Harifim, as Rabbi Yechiel, Shemachi Besif Aleph, Lo Bechria, to be known Osir, right? Because he left it blank, because it's talking about Snown. Hocha Betavin, Echriel, Hocha Betsiv, Lo Paul, the Bola Klau. Come on, Simakuv Gimel, the Maibi Bishel, the Vare Bola, Meshemachi Osir. The shadows, if it's cold with a duchka, if it's bishul for sure. So Kivay had his own way to take care of all the problems. Very nice. Took care of all the problems. Good. Good. Now there can be something which is a dava charef with respect to the first two dinim, namely that there's no heter of not bar not. Namely, even though it's cold, it could be a blia plata. But now with respect to mashul shvach, even without the Rami Rutenberg, the Rami Rutenberg says it's only chiltus. No, but it could be things which are like chomets. He says chomets. The Chazanish says it's considered a charif. There's no din of not by not. And said it's true of salt based upon the shach. So this kind of distinction can also exist. Fine. Interestingly, the Zaysim. The Zaysim, which I discussed in Orachayim in Simen Tov Samach Zayin Siv. Sivches, it says over there, you can't cut them with a chomet stick or knife, right? And it says there in Shulchan Aruch, and a ben yomo is okay. What about a ben yomo? Takes 24 hours, Rabbi said. 24 hours. So we spoke about the answer to that question, that maybe this is considered davar charef. To have a blia within 24 hours. You also spoke about the fact that, as we spoke about when we learned the sugya of kavush, it's not one fell swoop, it happens gradually, etc., etc., etc. Fine. Good. Interesting. The Mechaber says clearly, by dav v'charef, there's no heter of not by not, b'feirish. Fret the prichodosh. Wait a second. Back in Simon Sadihei, the Mechaba was Mekil, even if it's Bashel, with respect to not by not. Isn't Bishel more than Choruf, as Tosus suggests? That's his Kasha. The answer is no. That the Rishonim may say that, but there's also a possible opposite opinion that Dava Choruf is more than Bishel. It could be more, it could be less. In any event, Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel's Mitzarev to Shita is not by not by Davar Charef, as we saw in Rabbi Akiva Eger. Fine. Good. So these are some of the intricacies about what the Shita of the Mechaber is with respect to these discussions. But if you look in Simon Salihei, that the Ramah is Machmir, so you have no choice but to give the following answer, which is found in the body of Shulchan, here in Simon Salihov. Siv Katan, I believe it's Nun Ches. Here it says in the Ramah and Siv Gimel, Afila Eina Ben Yomo, it's a problem. The Mechaba says Ben Yomo, Ramah says even Eina Ben Yomo. Says the Bereshulchan Nun Ches. Harif is fine. Some say the Ramah is only machal lechatzchila, it's the Beis Meir, but not b'di'evet. Why not? Three svaras. Some say the Ben Yomo applies even to b'charif, not the Barami Gutenberg. Some say not b'nad mut even to b'charif, first day in Rashi. And some say only tznol, Rabbeinu Yechiel. So you have three different coolers, so we have a right to be somewhat more makil. Somewhat more makil. If you look carefully in the Tziyun and Kuf Samach, he has to chat in the Beis Meir. You have all three svaras to be matter with the Evan. Otherwise, against the Ramah b'Feirish, Simon Sadi Hesiv Beis, who asks even with the Evan, is Bashma Davachara b'Klishen Ben Yomo. The first two svaras exist. What are the first two svaras? Some say the Ben Yomo is Mutta B'Davacharav. Some say Napanat B'Davacharav. No. Must be, you have a third word over here. Only it's known. And there it's known. Here it's not known. That's a Tziyunim. Sivkot and Kuf Samach. Very nice. Very nice. Fine. Interestingly, there's a tremendous kasha and pshat in the sugya, which, if you think about it for a minute, is mind-boggling. We often stop the sugya in the middle. That's our habit, you know. It's a bad habit. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph is the next line. We had a line, Snow Nakav Chufi Bola Avokishos Goro Libay Piske V'yochil Kilcha the lift of Shari the Silka Asiri V'patach with the lift of Shapar Dami. So what does that mean? That you have a situation where you can rub it, if you will, and rub something off, and it's okay. Wait a minute. According to the second lesson in Rashi, what are you greater for, Bekishas? Must be it's dirty the first day in Rashi. It's very difficult. And the Shulchan Aruch has a stira. It's from Sif Aleph to Sif Hey. Yes, it's a problem. It's a serious problem. If you look in the Mishpat Zozov, at the very beginning of Sifkot and Gimel. Let's take a look, please. Simen Sadivov, Mishpat Zozov, the beginning of Gimel. Shina Bilashin Rashi, by Kishas. Old Mishim Churva, Bola Tvei, Midogim, Rosim, Agavducha, the Sakina, Pot, Sakin, Ubola Tznon. That's what Rashi says. However, the Taz switched it around. Whose army is the Taz? And this was going on the Taz. It says, Yesh Omim do Adin Eine Ben Yom HaMakunach. That's the second day in Rashi. Let's say if our Truma holds that way, it's a tour. Kol Davacharov is like Kur Shel Chiltus. Yeah. Yeah. Not like Dogim, not by not, because here the knife is dirty. Also, because Chufid, it's known, Agav Duchim B'Sakina Polit, that's the second day in Rashi. That's where it says, Chrein, Shenimla al Tokorach Olevus Nakia, Mutalechal also Achrein in Bosa, Kienka Duchim B'Sakina, Velo Shem Nunis. There's no Duchim, it's only we have a combination of Duchim and Davacharif. Here you don't have that combination. It shouldn't be a problem. Oh. However, Rashi's impression, it's Chazar again, to Mishim Churfei, Bolat Fei Midogam Rosim, Ba'agav Ducha the Sakina, Polat Sakina, U Bolat Snon, can impression for the Polat, it's enough Docha, you don't need Davacharif. Gets the Taz that changed Rashi's Lashon around. Anyway, according to the Prima Megadim, Tuch alone is Maflit, so we can understand the Lishna Basra of Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, we can answer the Rashba's Kasha. Because it's Duch Kolon is Maflit. Does the Prima Gomim say it's the Beferish? Let's take a look. You know what? I'm running out of time. I pull out my time saver, the Megillah Sefer, Pesh Tzadi Zayin. Yeah, I'll read it to you. It's in the top. Before being about the Machada Kishum, the second Shabbos, the Torah, Greda, the Levis, Mutta, the Greda, Haraj Beskashi, Meduba Besaka, Makunach, second day in Rashi, Madua Kisha, Tricha Greda, for Eno Kharif, the Eno Mafra Abulua, who was there, Kriach, Meduba Besaka, Shamnunis, Ben, oh, They can't get it out unless you have a grader. That's fine. Very nice. So what, according to Rashi, in the second shot, what's it going to do with this? Gevalt. And the Mechaber, the same problem. He passes as if Aleph, right? It's not even Mekunach, like a second day in Rashi. Yeah. So in Sif Hey, talks about this cooler. Pushed by Sif Hey is going on. The first was Chotach Kishu and Mitzak and Shabbos and Mutu Loch Lebecholah. Begrade the Belvach Yigro. Mokam Achatach. Chotach Bol Lefes. I feel the great land circle. Chotach Lebecholah. Whoa. This makes sense if it's talking about a dirty knife. But it's if Alfie asked it, even a clean knife. So he quotes over here what I just told you before. The Mishpat Zov Gimel. Lashon Rashi, Sheduch Levad Belo Charifas, Mafles Hatam Me'asakin, Charifas Rak B'Shul Sheyibola Hatam B'Tznon. If you say, this chapter, Shakishas Mafles Me'asakin, V'lo Mo'ol Hadocha M'Shir Makusa Shal Akishas L'Zvachen Torah Greda, Tzorach L'Hosif, Megillah Sefer, and the Nechshav Nat Barnat Ho V'lo Nivla B'Kishos, if a levis also requires a doch even misakam kunachas, balua nifla de aducha, that's a chiddush nifla. But previous gone thinks it's against the rush, etc. We're not going to go into the all this over here. The better answer is given by this prima gadim in Sivkon Chaf Aleph, the famous poskim that he quotes over we saw in the Mordechai Tovshin Yubeis, a new concept. Kishos is chorev ktsas. Well, we are a little bit pregnant, right? Chorav tzas, it's a funny expression. Chorav tzas, and therefore hadocha will not work. It requires greater dafka, and that's over sakam mekunachas. It can also the koch lahaftim as sakam holvu chorav tzas. Osi shabbos shagam besakam mekunachas tzarach greater bekishos. So he has the kasha from the mishpat zozov and some cotton tessi. So veheta peres chamutzim the boy klipa hoil behem charifin tzas. It's a little bit schwer. And the Shulchan Aruch has lefes requires a docha. Lefes is not charef at all. And misaka mekunachas, we need a docha for. Gewalt. So you must say that the Sif Hei is talking about a sakan she'en the mekunachas. It's dirty. As the Vilna Gaon says, what do you need? Hadocha, it's known could be also a Saka Makunach, but Kishus and Lefes has to be a Makunach. And you have to say the Gemara is that way. That's a Rashi. That's the only way to defend Rashi. It's not exactly so smooth. I can see, but you can't leave Rashi to make a mistake. Rashi doesn't do the Gemara right in front of his nose. So you have to say that possibility according to this understanding. Fine. All these dinner that we're learning, which are exceptions to the various rules that we had until now, are they the Raisa, are they the Rabbonim? So here, just to save time, we'll look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Simen Sadi Hey, Sivkot and Dalet. We just came from there. This is a very important question we have to discuss right now. When you have Dinim, are they, first question, if there any Din, you learned the whole year with me, is it the Raisa or the Rabbonim? Take a look, for example, over here, the Pesachei Tshuva, Simen Sadi Hey, Sivkot and Dalet. Dovah Choref. Okay, the Ramah says, Dov Acharav, we mentioned it a few minutes ago. Dov Acharav, Bishad Dov Acharif, Bekli Shal Bosar, Fila Eina Ben Yomo, Odocha B'tavim, Odocha Shal Bosar, in Bishad Dov Acharav, also Fila B'di Eved, Tiyav Shishim. Says the Pesachei Tshuva. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not right, it's not a good, maybe it's not true. Fine. And he says at the end, Yesh the Stapik, this is a very serious question. Some say it's the Rabbanan, some say it's the Oraisa. This is a very serious question that leads to other very important discussions. Okay, let's talk about it right now. Is it the Oraisa or is it not the Oraisa? So again, back to our Megillah Sefer. He summarizes the three halachas that were machad v'charif. One, even though it's cold. Two, even though it's banyomo. Three, even though it's not banat. The first one is avada daraisa. It's a matter of mitzias, he says. Okay. But the Mishmat Zalzav at the very beginning of the Siman, give a look, please. In Siman Sadi Vav, Sivkot and Aleph. Look what it says. The Rashba Betshuva, Chelik Aleph Siman Tav Sai Zayin Hukshalo, Migiloi Midyan. He wants to know, how can we say that Gilui Midyan only applies to Ben Yomo? Not to any Ben Yomo, but for Rosh Gemara says that. Gevalt! What about Chiltis? It's a Rashba's Kasha by Chiltis. So obviously it's a Kasha on level of Doraisa. So it sounds like that this din is a din Doraisa. How else you would explain the Rashba's Kasha? Okay? Sounds like it's a din Doraisa. Yeah. Now, as far as the Svara is concerned, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this discussion, and he says, you know, wait a minute. The same way as the first thing we said is that in the rice, because it's a matter of Metzius, it takes out in the cold. So we should say the second issue should also be a matter of Metzius, Mechayel Leshvach. So I see with the Raisa also. You saw Machlokos about it. That the Rashba also seems to hold us to the Raisa. So the Megillah Seva is not necessarily. The fact that you taste something does not mean it's also with the Raisa. Remember the Shach and Tzadi Ches, Sivkot and Chavtes, we spoke about months and months ago. The Bilsa Avil, the timer. I feel the Elif Lo Batel may be considered only to be a Din, the Rabbanan. Why? Well, you know, the taste that you taste is not considered to be such a cure bialma, things of this nature. It may be nothing on a level of Darais. But before I forget, I glossed over it before, the Mishkanus Yaakov's interpretation, a whole new shot. He's based on Lashon HaVodah Zarah. Chiltus ein apogam mishtane v'hofech l'shvach. Doesn't mean that whatever is bad turns good. Ela shevach hu bezeh shasham nunis mamtekes u'mefiges ha'chavim shal ha'chiltus. V'nichalei bezeh. Unbelievable. Nupshat. A nupshat. Chiltus is fundamentally inedible, and the shamnunis will take away some of the sharpness of the chiltus. The Rambam holds the way Pesha Mishnayis, they were on the Ritva, hold that way. And then Mishnah Yaakov said it only applies to Chiltus, which is very, very strong. You need something to make it less strong to be able to consume it. Making it weaker makes it better. But other things, even things which are sharp like onions, no, the sharper the better. That's the opinion of the Merami Rutenberg, only by Chiltus. It's fine. Anyway, these are, I mentioned briefly before, I don't want to skip it completely. Oh, both sides, we got to move. We'll do whatever we can. Whatever time allows, whatever you can do today, Blinetta, Sunday, B'siyat D'Shemaya, 11:30, we will regroup. Okay. So now, let us look here. Very good. So I mentioned to you that we have this beautiful sefer called the Dovah Charif, and the Megillah Sefer refers to it. He's discussing the question: is it a Darais or the Rabbanan? So he brings, this is on page Sadi Ches in the Megillah Sefer. I'll prove to you it's a Darabbanan. I'll prove to you that this whole din, he started on Sadi Zayin, right? What's the din of Mechayel Leshvach? Pesachei Tshuva goes back and forth. I'll prove it's the Rabbanan, because it says in our Chaim Tofnun Alevov by Kasher and Kalim, your father Rov Tashmisha, Rabbanan Shalalim. What about the Mir Tashmisha? It says the Marami Panu, because it's Eina Ben Yomo. Very nice. But if the Vachor Mechal Shvach is the Raisa, we should worry about using the Vachorif. Excuse me. Guess what? Chazan Nishna Eina Chinami would be Osir. 1 second. Chazanish says, Enochanami, It would be awesome. That's very difficult to assume that because it doesn't say anywhere in Poskim that should be awesome. So what's going on over here? So look at this. Look at this. You see that the entire din of the Vecharev, Bechayel, Shvach is only in the Rabbonon. Others say no. It's really a Doraisa. If you just leave it the way it is, it's a Doraisa. But once you do Hagala, so then you've weakened it. Once you've weakened it, then on the level of Doraisa at least, we no longer say Bechayel, Shvach. That's what the quotes here from Rav Yitzchak Kola Shlita. It's on page Tzadiches in the Sefer, Megillah Sefer. Then he says, look in the Sefer, Dov Korov Kutrus Shibasofa Sefer Simet Tzayim, Enam Tachas Yodi. Obviously, he must have seen it at one point in time, and he gave it away to somebody else. He didn't have it, he borrowed it. But thank God, even though I bought it for my son, I have it, he gave it back to me. So what does it say there in Dov Korov? If I should pull out the Sefer again, just to see what it looks like. Where is it? Should be somewhere here. Hold on. Oh, I found it. Dov Acharif. All right. Beautiful, beautiful sefer, Dov Acharif. Again, we'll be quoted a couple of times in this context. we'll learn this siman in Levach Shev Emesai. Discusses this very issue. If you want, I think it's online. You can look it up. I'm quoting you on page Ayin Gimel. Dov Acharif Shenechlek B'Sakan Shel Cholov Ena Ben Yomo Rov Tashmisha B'Tzona. The problem is, what do you do with this? So he says like this. He wants to know like this. What did Rami Pana say? He says he followed Rov Tashmisha because Ena Ben Yomo is only the Rabbanon. Yeah. What does that mean? That means, with respect only to this gzera of Eile Ben Yomo, Otter Ben Yomo, that we say, you follow the Rov Tashmisha, but Shari Surin Rabbanan not? No, maybe not. A klal b'kol Surin Rabbanan. Hey, Mamru, you follow Rov Tashmisha. That's, what's it in? So you want to say, well, you see, it's all the Rabbanans. Why? Gvalt. What do you do with Charif? What do you do with Charif? Must be, at least after Agola, maybe even before. And therefore, you see the Rami Pada was not limited to the original Eina Benyom, Ota Benyom. Fine. That's what he says over here on page Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalit. The Mogen Aleph. I have that too. Where is that? There it is. What it looks like again? The Makor Chaim of the Nesivis. Somehow they made a partnership with them. I don't know, the two are completely different kind of form. With the Mogen Aleph, Simon Tofnun Aleph, Sitkon Vav, by the Ayalevi Plotsk, Palpulon. Very great, beautiful Papulim here. Here, Tofnun Aleph, Sitkon Vav, Rov Tashmisho. He says as follows. The Kor Chaim, quotes the Rami Pano. Those are the Fgam, Emavi Ramru. Oh, but we ask not to come on Pesach, Rabbi Nishal Olam. We pass on Halacha. No, it's not Fgam, it's Osir and Pesach. So the whole thing falls to pieces. That's a great Kasha. That's a fantastic Kasha. What might the answer be? That's also the Rabbanon. It's like a mashu, which is also the Rabbanan. Same Amru v'Heim Amru. So the Mogen Aleph is clearly holding Pshat Merami Pano. They were only making the Gzeres Eina Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo, but not all the Rabbanan, such as Nostan of Kambe Pesach, or Churfa Mechayel the Shvach, etc. Or we can say, we said before, he's only making it after Hagola, not before Hagola. Fine. It's interesting that the Beis Meir says, "Ubefrat b'sakin choleves serov tashmisha b'tzona." Okay, so they also throw that in. Keep that in mind. Let me show it to you here. The Chavos Das says it also says the same thing. They also talk about rov tashmisha in our context. Let me show it to you, please, over here. Let's give a look on the Chavos Das. Chavas Das, end of Sivkot and Zion. Throws in that expression. Sadi Vav, end of Sivkot and Zion. Here we go. Here we go. When it says, it's what about a certain kasha? It says, the Tama Balua and the Yotze Bala wrote of Kirin Bishamein, with a cold clear hoch like a Rov Tashmisho. Rov Tashmisho and a Bishamein. And so he answered a particular kasha. Right, he had a particular kasha and he answered it in that fashion. Okay. It says, a Bekiveger. One second. Holoch Hashina Lilacha Shanasa Azayas Nevela Chosav and Nivdom Azayas Pesaka the Chosav also Acherim Kev in the Tam Balu Eno Yotzim Azayas Ein Anesa Yochel Lesa Vechule. Yeah, Ein Anesa. Ein Anesa. What about the Shach who says you don't say Ein Anesa by Balu Babasa Becholov? Shach Kufei Sivkot Yudayin. So I wanted to give a possible answer. That's only Mamish Basar B'cholav. Basar and Cholav, B'cholav and Basar. But here it's Basar B'cholav and something else, which the Mechaber holds you have to be Machbar. On the Shach holds you have to be Megal, it's like Shari Surim. So therefore, maybe that Svara of the Shach Kufei Yudayin would not apply to what's already in the category of Basar B'cholav from before. Fine. Fine. Even though the Sfor we said before that maybe the only Mekel after Agola, you look at the base man, the Chavaz Das, and we said it sounds not that way even without Agola. How do you know? Based on the source. Where does it come from? The Ran. The Ran and it's Sochem Chesim at Beis in our print, based on Avodah Zorah, Ayin Heim at Beis. Kosos Madichon. You just rinse out the cups. Even though you probably use it one time for Chamin. You see, this is true even without any Agola. And it's quoted Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Ah, yes, the Kasha is cold. It's command the lesser. Should be the same as a Kli which you use only once in history for something which is treif. This is a Kasha which the Rabbi Frankel asks on the Taz over there. So the answer perhaps is that the Chavaz Das says it only by Kochach Hashomein. Beis Mekel is only as a sniff. With other Sirufim as well, you don't say not by not, but Dava Charif, and you don't say by Yina Ben Yomo, and therefore his Mekel is B'dievet. Maybe you don't pass that to Beis Meir. It's hard to rely on the sniff itself, and some argue the Chavaz Das. The bottom line, he says, Mir Tashmisho B'dava Gush B'kli Shena B'kli Rishon, then make him be Mekel. Otherwise, he doesn't want to be Mekel. Doesn't want to be Mekel. According to the Ramah, he says, however, that it was only using a cliche and it's hetagama. Why am I mentioning this to you now? The famous Maisa Shahoya in my house. I know it's already 12 o'clock, but I cannot tell you this Maisa Shahoya. Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. And I'll give you the name of the Adam Gol. You remember the story. Moreno had gone to Tzvika Shalevsky Shalita. Come to my house every year, once a year before Pesach, for Shabbos, to raise money in my shul. He used to speak in my shul, give shiurim. It was very nice. I'm talking about the 1980s, 90s. Once he came, and my son made the chont, it turned out that he had mistakenly, inadvertently, cut the onion, which was in the chont, with a milchik knife. Gewalt. Gewalt. So we were in trouble, no? Dava charif. Even if the knife was ene ben yomo, it wouldn't help according to the way we pass in Halacha, like the Mechab and Ramah. And we were in major trouble. I was matir on the grounds that the Milchik knife was not a Milchik knife. Now, if you go with Rov Tashmisha, I was certainly correct. But I wanted to say more than that. Perhaps we never used it in the Kli Rishon. We never used it at all in Kli Rishon. We had no basis to say that we did. since we did no basis to say that we did, so then we had a right to be makel. Maybe you use it with the gush in a klisheni, which is certainly a possibility. Seems to me we can be makel on the grounds that we pass like the Ramah. Again, so to Machmer, we just spoke about a few minutes ago today in the Chazar Shir. Well, Machmer, totally klisheni or double gush klisheni. The only question was the microwaves. Oh, I think I thought of that later on. Microwaves. I don't know if microwaves were that popular so far, so many years ago. I don't remember. But I'm not 100% sure that a microwave is a kli rishon either. Because we saw in Tosfos Shabbos Daf Mem, why is a kli rishon the kli sheni? Because kli rishon is defined as mechamemos, because it's on the fire. There is no fire. As a matter of fact, the pot, not pot, you don't put a pot in the microwave, the dish comes hot only from the food. There's no interaction of the microwaves on the dish, to the best of my knowledge. It interacts with water molecules, which are found in the food. So it's the other way around. It's the plate coming hot from the food, not the other way around. So I'm not sure how it's going to have a klirishin. I just don't know. Many postmates treat it as a klirishin. I'm not sure it's really true. In any event, that was the Ma'aseh of Shehoya, which I believe we have a right. I think the Psak was a correct Psak. The best rise that everybody Kush does get to Chon. So I assume that he wouldn't have done something which is wrong. So therefore, I assume that the Psak was correct. Okay, Ragli Chassid of Yishma. Fine. This, we assume, was a correct cheetah. I hope so. Okay. So now we come. We have a few more minutes. Let's chaz at least one more significant topic, which is as follows. There's a big machlokes between the Mogen Avram and the Eben HaOzer. Within the fundamental machlokes, within Davar Charif. We've seen it many, many times, but we're doing Chazar, we'll see it again. The Mogen Avraham is an Ilchus Pesa, we're not going to look at it right now. The Eben HaOzer quotes it. Good enough for us. Look at the Eben HaOzer, Tzadi Vav Gimel. Let's read it again. Again, we've read it many times, but every time you see it, there's always new lights go on. Okay? Let's take a look. Kosev Mogen Avraham. Ba'orah Chaim Tana La. Tavachorf and Mol not Barnat. When we had time, Shalokidin Osin, Mashalif Amim Chotkin Zangvil, it's ginger, Visak and Shabasa, Vidach and Osin and Meducha, Nimsa Meducha, Balua mi Basa. Yeah. Nachakach, Doch and Besocha, Besomim, Ochlem Bacholov, Rabbanish Shalom. It was a flashing, you can't do that. Keneshizor, Lolachtok Zangvil, Rakmasaka Chodesh, Adka. Mavua Midvarov, the Besak and Yoshin Makunach Yofa, Osalachtok Bo. Dafka Chodesh Mina, and Varam the Rili is wrong. The Makar didn't say the Davachar of Lo Shari Bein Aparnadu Mavur B'Sefer Atshuma Bein Beis Yosef. Hosted within Rashi Kufyud Beis we saw Snow and Shachot Chum B'Sak and Shabasa. Also Lachle B'Kutach. Picture Rashi not by not. What is the answer? Chor Bolat Femi Dagan Rosh. Fine. Pierce Dvar. Ho that went up by not Rosh Alama did not Tam Rishon Nichus Ksasmi Menu Alakli. He cooked it with what? Dogim Sha'ala Bakara, you cooked it with fleshik, so a little bit of the meat got into the pot or the dish. Yeah, a little bit. Sas. Vachozev Yotzik Sas Vyatam Shavikli Alamacha. A little bit goes into the fish. So it's weakened in the fish. It's a good rhyme. I'll call Niklash Atam in his mind. So it's so weak and it's still had it. You can't make it also anymore. Avodov Chorav Bolea Koma. Shebetocha kli nimtzad al koponim after davar charav leka not barnat. Why? The tam sheni yotzakulo al davar acharif. In other words, because davar acharif very nice. Only a little bit of meat got into the knife. But if you cut the knife, you cut an onion. Oh boy! Whatever's in the knife, all of it comes out into the onion. That's what it says. That's one that is still there, it was reduced. Why? Look what he says slowly. Okay, fine. The next step we skip, because whatever was in the knife all goes into the onion, everything, 100%. But it's no more than what was there. Originally, only a small amount went in. Okay. Goes into the next knife. We call that the next knife. The power of a knife that was used to cut the same onion. Then it all come out. The dark of the hebech. I mean, the davachar of moti kol hatama and akli. The davachar is like a magnet, pulls everything out into it. Avot mikol makom ena mavliya vekli rak tastam. The bezet shavu davachar b'shad rav. How do you know? The Gemara said, "Dagon shenis bashal b'kdera shabasa." But the bekutach, av shabasa nisbashal maybe tchila. In Ram Kharif and Merubim, you don't know when you cook. Many people cook things, they saute in onions in this nation. Yeah. I feel lucky. We talk about Dogam Shin is Basha Hakak Biosak there. Dogam Kuta, we have Mukach. The Dava Kharif, Eno Mavlia, Kolatam, Raksas, Mimenu. Again, Dava Kharif is mouth at everything, but not Mavlia everything. Here too by the Zangvil, that the second Shabbos of Dochum and Meduka, we're not by not. Again, Tamechad Shal Ela Sakan, Va Zangvil, yeah, the onion gets everything from the knife. The Tam Shani, and then Zangvil and Meduka, to the next knife. Zel Tam Shani Beheta. Can Av Shechoz and Dochum and Meduka, the Besame, Mutron, and Ochlam Bechol of Shoin, Evan Oza argues with the Mogan Avram. All right, we've had Machloks in our life before, but perhaps there's another place where something similar is disputed. Oh. Where do you find that? Let's take a look at Rav Osai over here. Siv Seidas. Siv Cotton Base. All the way back at the beginning of Simit Sadivav. Siv Seidas. Siv Cotton Base. This is as follows. Yeah, he quotes the Prichodosh, Chora Apo. He's angry at the Mechab and the Ramo. What are they so machma for? Since we're maker when it comes to Bishtel, so the Bechorov should be less than Bishtel. So the answer to that question, some say the Bechorov is more than Bishtel. Can argue in either direction. Fine, we're not going to go into this prat back and forth. We've been going to point to that already. Fine. But what I'm trying to say over here, Roy Shateda, the second half of Sivkon Bez and Sivsedas, the Bechor for Elif Tamim Lo Mahani. Give 1,000 tastes. It's not going to help one bit. Give an example. What's the example he's giving? Ratzaloma. Al derech moshel. Snow and besakin, basar, fleshik and knife cut onions. V'nos tutam b'mayim. Onions get tasted to the water. V'misham lochi. The potatoes are in the water. Acher, potatoes. V'chakach l'cholov. And now you put in butter into those potatoes. Also. That's what he says. Okay, Osir is Osir. Comes along, Kivega. Wait a minute. Enochain. It's wrong. That's known. Polar ubola komashari besakin. That's true. That the onion got everything out of the knife. All right. Haveas known. Kimo hasakin. All right. Bachakach havitam sheni b'mayim. No, what goes into the water is considered a second nos in time. Afim nid kukadas hamachabach hazezal, the primogonim. Diba ochlin lo mahani not barnat, even 1,000 ochlin. Bikom bakom, hohocho hayatam arishin besakin. Not just, you know, if you have treif, it goes from one food to one food to one food to one, and they're all charef, everything's going to be awesome. But here there was a kli over here. Oh yeah, it was the tam baser into the knife. When you cut a second time an onion, lo odif at snown mea sakin. Truly, snown absorbs everything in the knife, but not more than that. The mishum charifusa lo nikla tam yoser. Av mikol makol lo eschazik yoser mashay besakin. Who poshlan is daiti. Be'ezras Hashem is Barach. Okay. Who's right? Take a look at Megillah Sefer. I only have a few more minutes. Let's end with this. In Simon Saditas, Peish Saditas. Peish Saditas. Oh. Oh. Who's right? Oh. Well, let me just get this. Make sure I get the right place here. Hold on a second. Quote of Bekiva Eger. So what's the source of material? Knisas atam lekli, he poeles es haklosha rishona. As soon as the taste goes from the meat into the knife, it's already weakened. One step. Yeah. Shekli kosher levlo, makash is atama nevlebo. Okay, fine. You cut it of a charif, you're missing the second haklosha. But the first haklosha, you had it ready. You had it ready. But if you take that dava charif and you put it into water, into potatoes, whatever it is haklosha shnir shalochel. That's what's true with the first haklosha. It's true, elef ochel won't do the trick, but one knife and another ochel, which is not chor, will do the trick. No, what's pshat and prima karden? Apparently he holds that haklosha of the kli is only be it siyat satami menu. When it leaves the kli, shekli me'akeh b'kir b'chenek nicha mi'atam v'yotzi atam kolosh l'ochel. Yeah, when it goes out, u'v'dav v'chorev sheshoy v'es kol ha'atam me'akli lo nastas klal ha'klosha shel kli. Who's right? Thinks the Rebbe Kivek is right. Why? Kli is kosher l'v'loa more than ochel. Kala hafted more than ochel. Look at Simon Kufhei. Ochel, ochel is not called naparnat. You need a kli dafka. So therefore, it makes the most sense that kloshe tatam is b'blias ha'kli. Do we play tosso? No better than ochel. See, thinks Rebbe Kivek. It's right. Oh, you guys, a second reason to answer. What's that? Charifus mispashet esim tam abasim ochel ochel. The charifus goes repeatedly, never ends. I mean, I don't know who said it's true. We only found that the vacharif pulls things to us in the clean. We don't say it doesn't let something else become weaker. And Evan Ozer says that he's making the shayla. Oh, so we're both out of time. So far, what he says as thesis on page 30 is the machlokes of Kiveg and the Prima Gadim is the same machlokes as the Magen Avraham and the Evan Ozer. That the Prima Gadim is like the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim is like the Magen Avraham, or Kiveg is like the Evan Ozer, and it fits in nicely. Is this really true? So he says it on page 30. If you remind me on Sunday when we begin, if you remind me, we'll start the same Adav Bacharaf, who says, not quite. They don't necessarily have to go hand in glove. There could be a distinction. We can make a split. So let's just chazer again. Mitzvah, the final Shia, the final will be on Sunday, 11:30, beside the Shemaya. It'll be at the end of the Chazara. It may not take the whole Zman. I'll try to maybe end earlier than the regular Zman. That's going to be the last year of the whole Zman, Hakol, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. That's it. And there's going to be a Mishnah Bebchina. And then we take a break. The week of no Shir. Rabbi say it doesn't happen to me all the time. No Shir. And I'm planning to begin the next Zman, the what I call the Moko Zman, with Mitzvah Hashem, a week from Monday, which is the day that Morash was supposed to open. That's Monday. I think it's June 29th, if I'm not mistaken. And the shiur will certainly be on Zoom. There may be a possibility of having a shiur in person here in Riverdale. And there may be a possibility of having accommodations in Riverdale, which would include a place to live and something to eat. Maybe a little, the only mutter sport I think is tennis. Everything has no distance problem. And that could possibly also be arranged. Maybe find a pool somewhere. It's all in the talking stages. I see Mayor is on. So Mayor, I spoke to Donnie about it. So I'm putting you, the two of you, in charge of that possibility. Hopefully even today, some little email will go out, properly worded, about this possibility. So I'm going to say good Shabbos to everyone. Hope to see you all Mishim on Sunday at 11:30. Okay?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
For Avelis, are there any Sfarim that Rebbe recommends that we have aside
from? See, I have a history of learning Hilchos Avelis in Moresh Chakolo. We learned it the very first time was in 1986. Oh, it was a long time ago. We learned by it cotton. Those days we went fast. The first part we did the Hilchos Chalamayit, the second part we did Hilchos Avelis. The second time I did it was in 1999. If I'm not mistaken, I did it then because an unbelievably great sefer came out. It was called the Divrei Sofrim. Two volumes. Unbelievable sefer. Unbelievable how great it is. He recently put out a Kitzur Divrei Sofrim, which is also great. Where he makes reference to, it's a very good, a handy book to look things up with a tremendous mafteach. I use it all the time with all these kinds of shows. And I learned that a second time, I believe it was 2009, because another unbelievable Sfarim came out. Guess what? Bari HaShulchan. Can't get away from him. It's two volumes on Hilchos Avelis. So now, I wanted to do it again for a whole variety of reasons. One, I haven't done it, and now it's 11 years, and the Talmidim need it. And unfortunately, too much Avelis is past Kufa. But there's another new sefer, which I haven't even seen yet. It just was delivered to me yesterday. It's the sefer of Moshe Mordechai Karp. Remember, we learned him. We learned Nida, Mishmeres Satara. We learned Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos, Meshabbos. We always try to learn his Svarim. He has his new two Svarim, which came out recently. I think it's called Mishmeres HaSmachos. We always use the word Smachos as a euphemism. Mesech HaSmachos, etc. So I haven't even looked at that sefer yet. It's another reason to. Those are the three newest Svarim. They're all two volumes. There's the Divrei Sofrim, there's the Bar HaShulchan, and now this thing I haven't seen yet, Mishmeres HaSmachos. And of course, there's a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, end of your day, Hilchos Avelis. What else is there? Plenty of other Svarim. There's a Pnei Baruch. Pnei Baruch was the base of the art scroll, the big fat art scroll Sefer Avelis. It's so big, hundreds and hundreds of pages. And it's beautiful. The critique is he has always has two shittas, and those who want to get only one answer, they don't hard to get it there. I'm told there's another new art scroll by Rabbi Cohen from Lakewood, some Chabunim, on Avelis, which obviously is a much smaller, and I guess he passes the shadows his own way. Beyond that, I don't remember others, too many others. I'm sure there are many, many others, but if you can get hold of those, I'm sure it'll be more than enough. And a regular day, of course, and a Moramite Cotton, with the Rosh, and the Riff, and the Mordechai, that's where the Hilchos Avelis are to be found. All right, Rabosai. So I wish you all a good Shabbos, and hope to see you on Sunday at 11:30 for the grand finale, and then the Bechina will come out, and then we'll regroup the Newsman, Mr. Shem, starting Monday, the 29th, B'siyata Dishmaya. Okay? Thanks for joining. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Thank you, Abby.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.